Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can a beneficiary to a property or a co-owner of a property register to bid at a property auction in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 31st of May, 2023.
When you're selling a property by auction. Now, this is, you know, I often get calls from auctioneers on Saturdays and they ask some wild and weird questions because they're the ones that come up at the last minute whilst, you know, there's usually no one around to discuss the matter in any type of depth. Anyway, one that we had just recently is, you know, there are specific requirements to how auctions need to be conducted, and they vary from state to state. So here in New South Wales, the Property and Stock Agents Act and the regulation provide instructions for how that sale at by auction has to happen. What I want to particularly talk about today is the instance where a beneficiary to a property wants to actually bid at the auction. So Section 18, Part 3 of the regulation refers to the conditions of sale by auction of co-owned residential property or rural land by a seller as executor or an administrator. So in this instance, there can be more than one vendor bid made to purchase the interest as that co-owner. Now, that co-owner can include a beneficiary of a property. For an example, if it's a deceased estate, there could be three or four beneficiaries and one of them want to purchase the property, then they can register to bid. So also a bid on behalf of an executor or an administrator may also be made to purchase the property in that same capacity. Now, to actually enable this to occur, prior to the commencement of the auction, really important here, prior to the commencement of the auctioneer must announce that bids to purchase the interest of another co-owner or to purchase as an executor or an administrator may be made on behalf of the seller. So that issued before the commencement of the auctioneer needs to announce that bidder registration number of all co-owners. So if there's more than one, then that's fine. But the auctioneer needs to announce the bidder registration number of who is bidding there, whether it's an executor, administrator, a co-owner, a beneficiary, then that needs to be announced. So, and that needs to go through the process. But they have the same rights to purchase the property as anybody else. So a little bit different. It often is a little bit off-putting for other people at the auction, and then that's up to, you know, the listing agent to make sure that all of the registered bidders, when they're not the co-owner or beneficiary or executor or an administrator, that the other registered bidders understand that this is a normal legal process that is occurring, that it's under legislation that it's allowed to happen, and they have the same chances as anybody else to bid and be successful at an auction, depending on how much they want to pull out of their pockets to bid to. So really, really interesting as a listing agent to know that. Also, when you're supporting your auctioneer on auction day, to make sure that these practices actually happening. But this should all be a process of bringing all of your bidders along for the ride and making sure that they understand all of these processes when something like this is going to happen at one of your auctions.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.